from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, there has been some wild weather across the state today. Much of the state still under a severe thunderstorm warning for about the next hour until 5 p.m. for counties in the central and southern regions. You can stay tuned for the full forecast coming up shortly. It's day one of a strike involving New Jersey transit engineers, leaving about 350,000 daily NJ Transit rail riders stranded and in need of alternate plans to get to their destinations. After days of talks, no agreement was reached with union leaders of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. NJ Transit President and CEO Chris Kalluri explains the biggest challenge is what he called a Me Too clause.
Unlike any other transaction, a union negotiation is inherently about if one union gets a better deal than the other, the one that did not get a better deal is automatically entitled to that compensation.
Kalluri says giving all unions the same deal would bankrupt the agency. General Chairman of the BLET, Tom Haas, disputes that statement about the clause, saying the union offered numerous ways to get around it. Both sides are expected to return to the negotiating table on Sunday. And officials with Kane University and New Jersey City University have formally agreed to merge. At a meeting at Kane Hall in Union, the presidents of both public universities signed the preliminary agreement to formalize the merger. New Jersey City University will be renamed Kane Jersey City. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. Stocks have a small surge to close the week. Hundreds of Starbucks baristas are on strike over the new dress code. Workers at over 100 Starbucks across the U.S. walked off the job this week to protest an all-black dress code that the company says is meant to allow their iconic green apron to shine. The Baristas Union, Starbucks Workers United, is still trying to negotiate a contract with the chain and says they're not just angry over a shirt color, but are calling for a living wage. On Wall Street, at the closing bell, the Dow was up about 332 points at 42,654. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will skies clear up for the weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will be muggy tonight with clouds and fog. There will be a shower or thunderstorm in spots, especially during the evening. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. Clouds and some sunshine at times for tomorrow. Warm and humid with a thunderstorm in the area. Any thunderstorm could produce a flooding downpour, even some locally damaging wind gusts. Highs in the low to mid 80s tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 50s. And then not as warm on Sunday. The humidity is going to be lower as well. It will be breezy with times of clouds and sun. Maybe a stray shower in the northwest hills, but overall it is going to be a mostly dry day. Sunday's high in the low to mid 70s and breezy and pleasant on Monday with times of clouds and sunshine. Highs will be in the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Clinton 74, Jackson 69, Millville 72. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by At Home Recreation. At Home Recreation is offering 60-month 0% financing on all swimming pools and packages. It has never been easier to own your own backyard resort and swim for 5 years interest-free. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.